Welcome to the Chan's Podcast, where we talk about health, wealth, communications, and everything in between. On today's episode, what I want to talk about is how to be a better listener. And the big thing behind this that I really want to dive into is ultimately what level of listening you have to achieve to become a good listener. And I think that step comes down to what I call the five levels of listening. There's five different levels that we have to take into account to understand and recognize where we are as a listener. The first piece that you have to understand in order to become a better listener is where you're at in terms of listening. You have to be cognizant of that and be able to recognize that when it presents itself. The more self-aware you become of how you are as a listener, the more you can improve and become better when you fall out of step or when you're not listening, and you'll ultimately understand exactly where you're at and how you can become better. So in terms of the five levels, the first level is what we call basically ignoring. First level is ignoring people. And so someone's talking, you're not listening at all. You just literally walk past them. You don't say anything. And they're like, wow, that person completely ignored me. That's ignoring. That's a level of listening. And that's the first level. The second level of listening is what we call pretend listening. And so pretend listening is you're on your phone. You're sitting here typing up and doing stuff, your social media, and someone's talking to you and you're like, And you're not really saying or actually engaging with the conversation. So then they ask a question and you're like, hold on, I wasn't listening. What'd you say? And so this is pretend listening. You're kind of not really wanting to listen. You're listening to just be nice and be polite. And you're ultimately just pretending to listen. So the third level of listening is where we're only listening in order to be able to respond. Think about political conversations. Someone says something about Democrats or someone says something about Republicans, and the only thing you care about is responding to get your point in. All you don't care about what that other person's saying. You don't care the context of what they're saying. You don't care anything about what the words that are coming out of their mouth. All you need to do is say words to get your point out. And that's all that matters. And that's all you care about. So in this level of listening, you're not engaged with the other person. All you're doing is stroking your own ego in order to get your piece out. Now, the fourth level of listening is what we call, it's actually listening. And so this is where we're actually listening, we're paying attention. This is kind of engaged listening. You're listening, you're paying attention, you're responding back and forth, you're answering questions, you're asking questions, but you're approaching the conversation from your own viewpoint. You're not taking into account the other person's viewpoint. You're not taking into account and trying to be inquisitive about where they're at, about where they're headed, about why they're asking the things they're asking. And so you're kind of still inside your own head. You're saying, hey, what do you think about this? What about that? What about that? But as you go through the conversation, everything stems from your own ego. Everything stems from what you need and what you want. And you're not taking into account what the other person needs and wants. And now this takes us into the fifth level of listening. The fifth level of listening is what we call empathetic listening. And inside empathetic listening, our goal is to listen to people in a way to where we recognize and understand their viewpoint. We understand their model of the world. We're trying to understand why they came to the conclusions that they did. We're asking them questions about how that happened. We're asking them questions about themselves. We're asking them questions about what's going on. We're trying to create a deeply involved conversation to where we're really, really working to understand that other person. In this situation, level five, empathetic listening, you've stepped outside of your own ego. You've stepped outside of your own head, and you're trying to step inside of the person who you're talking to. You're trying to understand the context of where they come from. And ultimately, this puts you in a place where you can have really deep and meaningful conversations with other people. Let's say you're in the sales environment. If you're in the sales world and you're following an empathetic listening model, you can really understand this person's model of the world. You can understand their pain. You can understand where they came from. You can understand the why. And then you can ultimately work to figure out where the gap is from why they're not successful or why they're not getting what they want to where they ultimately want to be, because you get them. When you talk to people like this, they'll tell you, wow, nobody's really ever said these things to me. Nobody's ever listened this way to me. Nobody's really ever taken the time to try to understand me and understand what I'm saying. And ultimately, this puts you in a place to where you build trust. You build trust with people because you're able to have really powerful conversations with them. You're able to ask them questions other people aren't asking. You're making that other person feel heard. You're making that other person feel like you actually care. You're probably one of the few people in their lives who are actually listening to them in this way and providing them with the opportunity to finally be heard. And think about if someone does this to you. think about all the levels of listening. When you're ignored, it's not fun. When someone's on their phone and you're trying to talk to them and they're not paying attention, they're pretend listening. That's not fun. When all someone cares about is getting their piece in, that's not very fun. Those people are jerks. When someone's kind of talking, but they're stemming from their own ego, that's not really fun either. But if someone is approaching the conversation in a way to where they're really trying to understand and define where you came from and ultimately how you came to the conclusions you have and are helping you work through what's going on, that's what changes the game. That changes your ability to create meaningful relationships with other people. And it changes the dynamic and how other people engage with you. Because you have to remember, at the end of the day, almost everybody will forget what they learned. They'll forget what they're taught. They'll forget everything about what's going on, but they will never forget the way you made them feel. And if you are a good listener, if you focus on empathetic listening, if you're in the sales world, it's going to 100%, it's going to 1000% X your sales game, because people are going to trust you. They're going to instantly start to trust you. You're going to build a know, like, and trust factor. And these people are going to remember who you are. They're going to remember that they talked to you. They're going to remember everything about the way that you made them feel. Even if you're not in the sales game, these people are going to remember the meaningful relationship that you built with them. And you're going to be the person that they're always there and available to help when you need it, because of the way you made them feel. So remember, at the end of the day, we really have to be able to cognizantly recognize where we're at and what phase of listening we're actually in. When you're talking to someone, you have to say, am I pretend listening? Am I on my phone right now? I am. Put this thing away. There's a human being in front of me that wants communication, that wants to be talked to, and I need to give them the time of day or just not talk to them at all. If you're in the political environment and you're like, all you can do is wait to get your peace out and you're angry, you have to pull back. Wait, what am I doing? At the end of the day, my disagreement with this person is a learning opportunity for both of us. I can probably learn something if I can just take the time to listen to their side of the equation. If you're having that empathetic conversation, stop and say, wow, this is a great conversation. I'm really taking the time to understand this person, and I can tell that they feel good about the fact that I'm engaging with them. And remember, most people, they don't have these kinds of conversations. Most people, nobody's listening to anybody. Everybody's too busy. Everybody's too focused on social media. Everybody's too focused on doing so many things. Even if you're like a salesperson and you're on the sales call, half the time that I see salespeople, they're on their phone, they're doing Instagram, they're doing other things, sending emails, and ultimately you just can't be a good listener. So at the end of the day, the people who are the best listeners, the people who can step into this fifth level of listening and focus on this empathetic style of listening, are the people who are going to build the best, most long-lasting relationships, and the people who are going to build a know, like, and trust factor amongst those who they actually took the time to listen to. All right, that's it. That's all I've got to say. I hope this was helpful. If this was helpful and valuable, just let me know on Instagram. Just go to Instagram.com/ChandlerSAF and let me know what you liked about it and what you didn't like about it and everything in between. And if you enjoyed this podcast, go to Apple, iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to this and give me a 5-star review. And ultimately, let me know how this podcast has helped you. All right, I'll talk to you all later.